This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Fistfights break out in breadlines. Residents wait for hours for a gallon of brackish water that makes them sick. Diarrhea, respiratory infections rip through overcrowded shelters, and some families have to choose who eats. With the Israeli-Hamas war in its second month and more than 10,000 people killed in Gaza, trapped civilians are struggling to survive without electricity or running water. In France, the top of the agenda in this dire situation in Gaza is the situation in Gaza. As French President Emmanuel Macron's Paris Peace Forum kicks off, world leaders having dinner Thursday in advance of the forum, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressing them via video.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, President Macron, thank you for hosting this conference. We are here to support civilians in Gaza.
In New York, hundreds of protesters rallied outside the district office of Representative Yvette Clark in Flatbush, demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The White House said on Thursday that Israel agreed to pause military operations in parts of North Gaza for 4 hours a day. In Jerusalem, protesters demanding the Red Cross do more to protect and aid hostages being held.
We're here tonight to call for the International Red Cross to do its job. The International Red Cross was founded on providing humanitarian medical relief for both sides of the conflict and needs to more powerfully advocate.